For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team heads on the road this weekend to Ferris State. Had a loss and a tie at North Dakota last weekend, joined by junior captain Dylan Eichsted. You got credit for the game-tying goal on Saturday. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On that play, you made a couple of plays not typical of defensemen. We'll start at the beginning of that play. Great poke check there at the blue line to keep the puck in. What were you reading? Because if that puck gets past you, you guys are chasing the play for about 200 feet.
Yeah, well, I was actually playing forward at the moment, so I felt I was kind of F1 there. So I was just going hard, and D-man, they were cut to the middle, and I was able to get a stick on it and kind of bounced right to me after that. So entered the zone, dropped it to Kyle, and just went to the net, I guess, and luckily enough worked out. So
you were playing forward, but you're not a forward. When was the last time you did play forward?
Had to probably been high school. Well, no, probably Bantams. I don't think I played any shifts in high school either. But yeah, it's fun.
On the drop pass, did you know Kyle was behind you the whole time?
Yeah, I when I look, I kind of glanced back as coming into the zone, so I knew he was there. Like I said, it worked out, I guess.
You don't even know if it went off your skates or not. Were you even facing Kyle when he took the shot?
No, like I said, I dropped the puck and, listen to like coaches talk about tell forwards go to the net. So went to the net and I don't know if people say it went off my skate, I guess. I didn't really feel it. I don't know if it did or not. I told Kyle to take credit for it if you think it didn't, because kind of a greasy one then, but it is what it is.
At least we know you're paying attention in meetings when they're talking to the forwards, right?
Yeah, you never know when you're going to get thrown up there, I guess. So,
what can a game like that do for you guys long-term as the season winds down?
Well, I mean, being able to come back in that environment, the Ralph against that team, they're a good team. Going into third down and goal, be able to kind of, grind it out. We played well in the third, and we would have loved to be able to get the extra one there in the late third or overtime, but unfortunately we didn't. But we'll take the tie.
You go from playing in one of the biggest buildings in college hockey to one of the smallest. What's that transition going to be like?
Well, at the end of the day, you try and stay inside the glass, no matter where you're playing. Stay inside the glass and take care of, your business there.
The game is different, though, in that rink than it is anywhere else. What's that Friday morning skate going to be like?
Yeah, it's fast, the way they play and the fans being on top of you there. It's intense. Just Friday morning, try to get acclimated to the rink, the corners, the glass and everything. And everyone but the freshmen's played there before, so we should be fine.
All right, time for some non-hockey stuff. What's your favorite meal off the grill?
Steak. Yeah, steak.
Are you a good cook?
Not bad. I'm not whipping up,
You're awful skinny.
Five-star cuisine, yeah, I gotta... genetics for that, I guess, but yeah, I don't know.
What was your first car?
98 Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Okay. You and Jordan Heller gave the keynote address at the Paul Bunyan Youth Hockey Tournament here right before New Year's. You guys both played in that. Back to your peewee days, did you always play defense, or did you play everything?
Actually, I think I played forward back then. I think squirt, I was, about 50-50, peewee 50-50, and then in Bantam, kind of 50-50. And I think high school, I made that permanent move to the back end.
Your decision or coach's decision?
Probably more coach's. I kind of like playing forward, but,
All right. Or would you rather? Would you rather be a ballroom dancer or a politician?
That's a good one. Probably a politician.
Why?
I like the idea of being able to help people, even though not all politicians do.
We'll end it on that. Best of luck.
Hey, thanks, Schultz.